Serge Lajoie joins us from Vancouver. Serge, how are you?
Good, Jason. How are you doing?
I'm excellent. How long does it take to get over that tough loss?
Last year against FX?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, a day, and then, sat down with Stan, and right away we got on the recruiting trail. That very next day, there was a trip to Charlottetown, and went to watch the PEI Islanders, and then we went out to watch another QMJHL game. So we were right on the recruiting trail. We knew we had a big year recruiting ahead of us to make sure that we got some good players to replace some quality veterans that were graduating.
And that's part of the biz. You know, you get guys for 5 years max, of course, and some depending on how much they play early on. The turnover is expected. Serge, and really for you, because of the late start and everything, it was an opportunity to maybe get on the recruiting trail earlier. How much of a benefit do you think that was for you?
Well, I think it was, already, even before the season was over last year, we had an idea of who we wanted to go after. Primarily we look at the WHL, and we were fortunate. The 95 group in Western Canada, there was a very deep group, a lot of quality players in the Western provinces. So we had already kind of established a bit of a contact and relationship with some of the guys that we thought we'd bring in. So we just got an early start on that, and it was a busy summer, and Stan did a good job of establishing that contact early. And then as soon as the season was over, I was heavily involved in bringing those guys in, showing them around, and trying to sell them on the program.
When you go to recruit, and it's become much more competitive now, there's a lot of top quality programs. Serge, do you find, U of A has such a good reputation that definitely helps. You guys are always competitive and players want to go there. But, some players, are they concerned about ice time? How does the recruitment process go?
Yeah, and that's a good point. It definitely is. It's always a situation where, players from that we're getting from their respective WHL teams play prominent roles on that team as 20-year-olds and probably have since they were 18. And they look at the U of A roster, and they're looking, where do they fit in? I think a benefit for us this year is that we graduated 7 fifth-year players, and there was a few other players that moved on. So there was an opportunity to come in as a first-year player and be able to play a bigger role and have an impact. And I think that definitely helped us with the recruiting.
Serge Lajoie joins us, head coach of the U of A Golden Bears men's hockey program. You have some non-conference games against the T-Birds. Still an opportunity for guys kind of figuring out where they're going to fit in the lineup with so many changes and losing 7 players. I'm guessing your lines aren't as set as maybe you would like.
That's correct. We have some returning players that have got them in different positions, playing with different players. We've got a strong group of first years, and have them playing in certain areas. I'm trying to find some chemistry, up front. I'm even just a couple of players that have chemistry and keep those guys together on defense. We have 4 new players as well, and we've got a deep core this year. So moving guys around, everybody's getting an opportunity to play in every situation. And we're really, it's part of our process to assess where we're at, where players might fit best. But it's a good competitive environment right now, and guys know that it's a new year, a new opportunity for them to vie for a regular spot, but also a spot on the power play, spot on the PK as well.
Your special teams, every year you look to tweak things, but not necessarily too much, right? Like I look in the NHL, the successful ones are usually a bunch of guys who have played together the whole time. Obviously you lose a few graduates, but you're still going to have a lot of guys who have been on the power play. Do you basically implement the same system, just different personnel?
Yeah, and early on, it's just a little bit of structure so that they're all on the same page. But then this is a great time of year for them because they can allow their skill and their offensive creativity to kind of take over. And already you see that. I had a line of Trevor Cox, Luke Philp, and Tyson Daly as
the Grilaw Surge in Vancouver. Maybe someone is vaping beside him. Who knows? Who knows? Or other things. But the advantage for the Bears is that, yes, you lose some guys, but a lot of the players you recruit are guys who have been running the power play on their different teams, as Serge is back with us. And so you have guys on yours, but even the guys you brought in, Serge, like, you have a lot of guys who are very comfortable on a power play in different positions.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, sorry there. We're just past Blue River, and the reception isn't great here. So, yeah, as I was saying, we have, for example, Trevor Cox. He's good. We're on the line. They're on the power play. You can tell they're comfortable in that situation.
Well, I think it's Blue River. Screw you, Blue River. Okay, that's how it goes. Unfortunate, but sometimes it's what happens.